and dream has become a nightmare.
We're back, hour two of the National Intel Report, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting, Texas, and almost downtown beautiful Round Rock. Program airs Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. AM and FM on your dial, shortwave, internet, satellite, we're all over the place. We're in your face with one thing, and that's the truth. All things being equal, ladies and gentlemen, I'd much rather be in Hawaii right now drinking one of those concoctions with a little umbrella on it, soaking up the sun. But we have problems in this country. It's been hijacked. We have the criminal cabal operating out of Washington, D.C., in cahoots with Wall Street and, well, New York bankers, and, well, the list goes on and on and on. There, a lot of people don't really think. I mean, we're a country that's a little over 200 years old. We were the fastest rising nation. We became the richest, most powerful nation on the face of the earth. And people aren't asking the proper question. Well, how did we get there? They're too caught up in the situation where we're at right now. Well, let's go back in the time machine and find out why we were the fastest growing nation, why we were literally the richest nation on the face of the planet. There's reasons why that happened. Now we're a debtor nation. Andre, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the government accounting office a couple of years ago, and I've been telling folks this. You know, everybody's, this figure gets crammed in their ears constantly. Well, you know, the national debt's almost $7 trillion. No, the debts, obligations, past, present, and future, not too distant future of the United States government, is almost $73 trillion. Does that answer your question as to why countries are dumping the Fed dollar in favor of the euro? Because it's worthless. We overextended it. That's the problem with the fiat currency system. Yeah, you'll get great booms, great cycles of growth. It's an expandable money supply. The problem is they expand it too much and they have to contract it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's gone beyond trying to retract it now. They do that to try to hold inflation down, but everybody's dumping it. We've dumped millions of jobs off of our shores. We're allowing other countries to what I would still consider to illegally dump products. And if you have any questions about that, ladies and gentlemen, just get down to your local Wally World Walmart, and take a look at where the products are being made. And Andre, I told people, I said, you know, consumer-wise, you people are going to get, it's going to be a great boon for you. You know, it's going to be great. You're going to get in there and buy products that are less expensive than American manufactured products. But you see, the people in China don't have the living standard that we have here. The people in Southeast Asia do not. The people in Taiwan do not. And people are not making this connection. And I don't know where, Andre, I don't know where the unions went in this country. They all dummied up when we passed NAFTA and GATT, which dumped millions of jobs out of this country. We're getting ready to do the free trade area of Americas to mirror what the European Union is doing right now, and still people are silent. Are they getting it?
Well, no, sadly, still people in America just don't get it. Goldman Sachs has said that in 40 years, China's economy is going to overtake America's economy as the world's largest commodity. In 10 years, they're going to stress the world's ability to produce so many of the commodities that are prerequisites for the development of any industrialized society, the steel, the cement. They're using 40% of the world's cement, 31% of the world's coal, 30% of the iron ore, about 27-28% of the world's steel, 25% of all the aluminum, and 70% of the crude. And Wall Street is desirous of exploiting the investment opportunities in these commodities. And for people that invest without any sense of activism as to where their money is going and whether or not the money is going to actually end up hurting America in the long run, they're only concerned about their own pockets, I would tell that person, yeah, go ahead and invest in these commodities that are prerequisites for China's industrialization. But the key question is, how can we continue this policy without committing suicide?
Exactly.
It's just like Lenin told America when we were financing the Soviet Union. He says, fine, send us your money. We'll take it. But you're laboring in preparation for your own suicide because we're going to destroy you one day with your help.
And they were exactly right. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't, Don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Arc Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Arc Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Arc. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Arc Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Back to the phones. Thank you for holding on, Rodney. You had a part two to your question for our guest today.
Yeah, I wanted him to further elaborate on other warnings of how this economy is being intentionally imploded. And also a question that I heard posed to him on Coast to Coast AM toward the end of the show. I thought it was a little bit unfair to him, but the host of the show asked him, wasn't he fearful because he has struck a responsive chord in the hearts of a lot of people, not just Americans, but people all over the world.
And he
asked you, weren't you fearful for your life, since we know that others like yourself who have done the same thing, Kennedy and we can name, you know, several, but those that just one example. And he asked you, weren't you fearful? And I thought it was a fair question, but since it was toward the end of the show, he really didn't give you too much time to expand on that. But I also like that I kind of wonder, you know, what about the talk show hosts who have you on? Aren't they a little bit fearful of having an individual who's striking such a responsive chord in the hearts of people and waking people up? Aren't they a little bit fearful that maybe they could, you know, end up, you know, on the chopping block, or maybe, you know, like John F. Kennedy or others, you know? So could you kind of expand on that, Andre? And I just want to thank you and keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Rodney.
Yes, it's scary. And I knew it would be scary to write a topic like this and to get out here
I understand the risks, but, you know, I think about my uncles that fought in World War II. And when they came home, they were still treated as second-class citizens, but they never gave up on the promise that this country made to them. If so many other brave men can write books before me, Eustace Mullins, G. Edward Griffin, and all these great Americans who I so deeply admire, if others that have come before me can take up this mantle and walk with it proudly and bravely, then I have to do the same thing. I think that, you know, people down throughout history that have challenged the status quo do so with a little bit of divine help. Because I tell you, I would much rather be out fishing this afternoon or something like that, you know, really enjoying myself. Why do I want to put myself out here like this? It's because I love this country. And if you say you love America, man, you just have to sometimes put your butt where your mouth is and step out there and fight for America. And I'm fighting for all of us.
And Andre, I don't know what your opinion about this is, but over the years broadcasting, I sometimes feel that it is the individual's responsibility to educate themselves, to not rely on medias, because on this program or any program on this network, we tell them, don't believe anything we're saying.
That's right.
What we want you to do is to go out and prove us wrong. Unfortunately, nobody has yet been able to do that, but it takes a concerted effort. And we're not, you know, we're talking about corporatized America. This is this unholy trinity between government and communications and business. Well, there's your power structure here in the United States. So for people to get out and strike out of that paradigm and to start doing things that are informing people. I mean, I've said this before. If Rush Limbaugh, of course, he probably would lose much of his stations and probably his seat behind that EIV golden microphone, but if he took one show and put this gentleman on for 3 hours, and you notice Rush Limbaugh never interviews people. Now, that's because he's a great on-air talent and entertainer. Forget the content of the show. I mean, he's the best paid pundit for the Republicans or the now neocons that money can buy. But could you imagine 600 stations, millions of people across the United States hearing Andre Eggleston talk about the Federal Reserve System? Many people don't know this. A lot of them do not know it. They don't know the history of money. They don't know why it's worthless right now. They don't know why the world's dumping it. They don't know anything.
You're absolutely right. To be honest, I mean, I don't think that that the bankers really care anymore. I mean, it's an open conspiracy. It's nothing that they're doing behind closed doors per se anymore. And the system is so deeply entrenched in our society today that we all are guilty in helping to perpetuate it. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. If you have a 401k on your job, most people are not concerned enough to become the type of investor activist to make sure that their money is going to work for America rather than against America, because some of that money in your 401k is being invested in very despotic regimes around the world, the Sudanese government, the war that's going on in the Congo right now, helping to finance the building of prisons in America. We want cell phones. We want to be able to travel across the country lightning fast. Nobody wants to ride a horse and buggy anymore. Well, the corporations that are in the Congo right now, they are mining this ore called Columbine Tantalite, coltan for short. This ore is an essential ingredient in cell phones, in computer chips, in capacitors, in jet engines. So we ourselves and our demand for the quality of life that we have are helping to perpetuate this monster. This thing is bigger than Alan Greenspan. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Alan Greenspan is a nice guy. I mean, President Bush seems like the kind of guy I would love to go fishing with or hunting with. I have nothing personal against these guys. It's the system that's out of whack that we need to sit down with all of this great brain power we have in America today and come up with a better system, a system that's more fair and more equitable for all. I believe there's enough bounty at this table that God has set before us here in America so that everybody can get up and have a belly full and no one can go hungry. It's just that the devices of a few greedy robber barons at the turn of the century set in motion a system which is now begun to cannibalize upon itself.
Well, and also there's an agenda behind this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Several years ago, Andre, I had people come to me from New York. I mean, this is the Power Broker Central, and they sent their representatives down to talk to me specifically, and they hammered me for 2.5-3 hours. And their main message was that, John, you must adopt the accidental view of history. This is not a conspiracy. Just look at it as certain things happening at a certain time, and it just all fell into place. And what's really pushing this agenda is world governance. I mean,
right.
It's in the Bible, folks. I mean, a lot of Christians out there, I don't know why they're not preaching this from the pulpits. I'd be jumping up and down if I was a preacher saying,
absolutely,
hey, look, here's the new world order, and hey, flock, you stupid flock, I'm here to educate you. You can see it in your own community, see it in your own country. You can see it around the world. But they're not doing it.
The clergy has to make sure that they don't fall into the characterization that I believe Isaiah made when he described the ministers as being dumb dogs, blind, lying down, loving to slumber, not being vigilant, watching the flock.
Right.
Just as Constantine was able to co-opt early Christianity and use it to advance his own imperialistic goals, neoconservative ideology and their proponents in America today were very successful in co-opting Christianity to advance goals that are diametrically opposed with the spirit of the American people. And this is something that is a problem. And you're right, there is an agenda behind this thing, and they're frantically trying to milk the system for all it's worth. You know something? The American people just have to just rise up.
Well,
but it's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know that it's not going to happen. I think it will happen because I'm not going to sell the American public short. They've been denied the truth for so many years that a good, healthy dose of it right between their eyes might shock them into wakening and then taking a form of action.
I hope you're right. I mean, I am seeing some indications because I've been telling people all across the country to email their senators and ask the senators to support Representative Ron Paul. Ask the representatives to support Representative Ron Paul. And I saw a couple of articles that were written to a couple of senators in USA Today. Telling the senators, look, I just read this book called Thieves in the Temple, and the book opens up with, what is the Federal Reserve? I didn't know the Federal Reserve was a privately owned bank. Now I understand what the problems are. So people are responding. Yeah. They're beginning to write their senators.
And I'm not, as I said, I'm not going to sell them short, because how do you form an opinion, a knowledge-based or fact-based opinion, if you don't have the information? And that's all that we're here to do, is to provide the information. I want to see this great republic restored. I don't want to see revolutions in the street.
Absolutely. You know what? I think what ultimately is going to happen, we're going to face an economic perfect storm. We're going to be faced with monetary reform. This has happened before, and history has shown me in my researching the Federal Reserve that every time America was put into dire economic straits by these privately owned central banks, three other privately owned central banks prior to the Fed, regress was sought in the streets. People revolted, and they demanded monetary reform. Unfortunately, they didn't understand the science of money, the basic science of money, so they didn't know what to ask for. So consequently, the money men were able to work the Hegelian dialect on them and to give them something far worse than what they had in the first place. This is why I'm writing. This is why G. Edward Griffin wrote his book, and so many other people that have written about the Federal Reserve System from a disinterested perspective have wrote the books, is to give the American people the knowledge that they need in order to know what to ask for and to be succinct about monetary policies when we are offered reform after this coming economic storm, because we're definitely headed for one.
Oh, and there's no doubt about that. And folks, I've reminded people, we had a polite nation back in 1929 when the stock market crashed. We're not there anymore. We're going to have blood running in the streets in this country, because the cities that everybody's been corralled into are going to turn into just chaotic. I mean,
war zones.
Absolutely. And this is going to happen if we don't make a change. We don't throw the scoundrels out that are controlling what we do in our everyday lives. If we don't get our government back, folks, I mean, this is what's in store for us. I mean, this is not a horror story. We're just telling you of the future that we see. There is no other future possible.
All you got to do is look at the chaos in the Caribbean and in Latin America, and you got to understand, you can't contain that stuff. You know, it's going to infect this entire hemisphere like a cancer. Jamaica.
All right, hold that thought. We're right up against the break. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN Network.
And we're back, ladies and I need a come on, producer, push the button up. There we go. You're trying to do the slick fade on me. Fade to music down, fade to voice in. That's what happens when producers change in the middle of a program. At any rate, my guest today is Andre Eggleton. And the book is Thieves in the Temple, an outstanding book. And what I like about this, folks, I've got a copy here of Creature from Jekyll Island. But if you look at the book, it's some 608 pages long. His book is 250 pages. I think somebody's more apt, if you want them to know about the Federal Reserve and the scam that's been perpetrated on this country and the politicians that let it happen. Oh, woe unto them. But if you want to get a copy of this book, you want somebody to understand, and it's a fairly quick read, folks. $14.95 is the price of it. You can call 877-962-6657 for the book. Amazon.com, you can get the book from them. Or you can go to Andre's website, www.talktoandre.com. Get the book, folks. Read it. Pass it around. We need to share the information. I'm not selling the American public short. I think once they know the truth about what's really going on in this country, they will stand up and demand a change, and only then will a change be made. And I don't buy into the thing that, well, you can't fight City Hall. I've said this before. If you got enough people, you can literally rip it off its foundations and move it wherever you want to. This is our government, folks. This is our country. It wasn't designed for the elite, the banksters, or any other gang of criminals. It is for us. We either take it back are you going to see more of the destruction that's happening to this country day by day by day? Well, let's go back to the phones. Patrick in England. Hello, Patrick.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
My apologies for not contacting you for many times. Can I ask your tremendous guest, Andre, a question? What does your book deal with this horrendous boulder hanging over us all called derivatives, supposed to be worth $240 trillion? And could you comment about that, please?
Well, I don't speak in any detail about the derivatives market, but I will say this. It's a pretty reckless proposition when they take your money that you've invested and play with it on the side in the derivatives market. It's highly speculative, and I just think that too many people in the world in general are over-leveraged because of derivatives. It's a very shaky situation, and you're good to be concerned about it.
Just briefly, doesn't it mean that the entire world banking system is insolvent with this derivative market being so big?
Absolutely. As I'm saying, I can't take Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac because it's something that more people are familiar with. Fannie Mae is about $80.55 in the hole for every dollar worth of equity that they have. So, you know, anytime you have to speculate that wildly in order to seek a return on investments around the world, that's not what Adam Smith envisioned, and it's a sign that the world's financial and economic systems are out of control.
Well, totally. If I can just add this, and thank you both for a fantastic program. I've been off-air myself. I'll talk to John another time off-air about this, of the Internet. But the UK here, people are 95% of their asset value is encumbered into debt, if I'm using the right words. 95%. It has never been so high. It is the UK economy has been kept going with credit cards.
Same here in the United States, and same for the federal government. I mean, you know, the people, credit cards have taken the place of a good-paying job. Home equity, as inflated as it is, has taken the place of a savings account for retirement.
Or how about reverse mortgages? You
Absolutely.
Work all your life, pay the usury on that $100,000 home that ends up costing you $400,000.
That's exactly right. You know, the reason why these home values are so inflated, and it's one of the main reasons why Alan Greenspan decided to pump so much liquidity into the markets, is that it's a deficit reduction tool. The more our homes are worth, the greater taxes can be levied on those homes, and the more money the administration has to spend on everything from the occupation of Iraq to tax cuts for the wealthy in America today.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate your call. Let's squeeze in Art from Michigan. Art, you've been holding for quite some time. Go ahead. You're on with Andre.
Yeah, all worthwhile. Good program. Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, I can't hear. I got radios up. But anyway, I've got three questions. I wish they were all yes and no questions, but I'll start with the easiest. Is there something ethical or restrictive about that? Why Andre cannot give out his 800 number from Florida? I'm a computer illiterate idiot, but I am an iconoclast. I'm trying to tear down the same things he is.
Is there any reason why you can't give out the 800 number?
No, we can give out the 800 number. If you want to be able to call my radio program during the daytime, that's the number you're talking about?
Yes. Please.
Okay, that number is 1-888-426-1580.
Gotcha. Thank you. But that's not all. Oh, 1-1580.
1-888-426-1580.
My bottom line is I think I heard your part, and the short wave was coming in and out today on an earlier broadcast about turning, and I hope you hold your answer for a minute, about turning the Federal Reserve back over to Congress. I think there was some comment, and I didn't hear your full answer, so my question might not be just. And by the way, I've got your book in my hand, and I've read it in the main. I mean, maybe that means on horseback and saddled and we're flying down the road. I got nothing but praises for it. And if I can put a plug in for your sweet publisher out there in California, she was prompt and whatever. I probably got one of the first books off the press.
All right,
If people log online to Amazon.com, it'll say the book delivers in 2 to 3 weeks. That's a mistake. You'll have that book in less than a week.
All right, hold that thought, Art. We'll bring you back. Roger, Lewis, Steve, Bill. Dr. William Veith is also online. We've got to get to him also. We'll take the break. Back with my guest right after these short messages.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver products on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
An announcement for the affiliates. We're going to skip the last break here. I can do that because I own the network. So we'll skip that last break. We've got loaded phones here. I want to put out the information again, how to get Andre Eglishan's book. It is Thieves in a Temple, America's Under the Federal Reserve System. You can go to Amazon.com to get the book. It's $14.95. And as Andre said, that it's not 2 to 3 weeks to get the book. It's just a matter of days, less than a week. Or you can go to his website, www.talktoandre.com. His call-in number for his show is 888-426-1580. Makes sense because he's on 1580 AM WSRF down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Let's go back to the phones. Art, you had a question here. If you would,
yeah,
please go ahead.
If I ever longer hang on to more questions I got, but
no, I understand
I'll
the problem.
Reserve that. Andre was to give me his own cell phone number if he remembers that or not, but I've tried to anyway.
Let's get to the point because we've got a lot of callers holding. Go ahead.
Yep. Back to the question of did I hear you say today that we need one of the answers was to turn this system back to this Federal Reserve System, take it away from this private corporation and turn it back to Congress so that it could be audited.
Absolutely. I mean, as of right.
And then if I just leave you this, and then I will shut up. Basically what I understood, what I heard, and shortwave is coming in and out, but that you know, in other words, why can't you, if it's a corporation, why is it not being audited now? You're what, basically what I understood you say is like a Walmart can't be audited, you know, because it's a corporation. Well, I don't want to go ahead and answer, Henri, and I'll respect whatever you say.
Okay, no you. Problem.
Well, thank
no
you. I appreciate the call, Art.
Thank you so much for those questions. Great questions. Absolutely. We the people should direct our monetary policy. And when it's we the people, it's the people that we elect to represent us and go to Washington and enact policies on our behalf. They should be the ones who should be the stewards of our monetary policy in America today, not a private corporation set up for profit. It's something inherently insane about allowing a private corporation set up for profit to issue our money and then turn around and establish interest rates. I mean, we've given them the keys to the slave ship, and they have been using them for the last 91 years. And the reason why I say the government should do it is because then elected officials are accountable to the voters. But no one holds the Fed accountable because the voters don't vote them in. The Federal Reserve has never been audited, and it's unlikely that it ever will be audited. So we need a system that's accountable to the people here in America.
Now, here's a good question for you, Andre.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to dump the Federal Reserve System, I understand that we can still buy this out. You mentioned something earlier, last hour, that I wanted to speak on first. The statute you were talking about on the bills, that the new bills say that this is legal tender for all debts, private and public. Well, were you aware that the statute has not been rescinded? They may say that on the bills, and you may take that $100 bill into a bank and say, hey, I want $100 worth of gold or silver, and they're going to laugh at you. But that statute itself has never been rescinded or taken off the books.
I know. I wasn't aware of that. But
And there's also a provision, and I think the last figure that I heard, and of course this needs to be adjusted for $2,005, but for some $600 million we could buy out the Federal Reserve. But here's my question. If we replace that system with one fiat currency that we have right now with another fiat currency, even though that it's being controlled by our Congress, and keep in mind, folks, that something that happened in 1913, along with the income tax, along with the Federal Reserve Banking Act to give us the privately owned banking system here in this country, was the 17th Amendment. Now, this was the election of senators by popular vote, eliminating states' veto power over federal legislation. So here was the deal. You had your representatives, two from every state, that went to Washington, D.C. as ambassadors. They treated Washington, D.C. like it was a foreign territory. We had Congress there, congressmen assembled, but these people could veto in favor of the states. Whenever there was damaging legislation, Fed damaging legislation, these people could veto it. Well, that's been also changed. That's been rigged. So you need to keep all this in mind. It dovetails. They carefully crafted this thing so we had no way in which to have a voice in this system. It's supposed to belong to we, the people, you and I, but it does no longer. It's in the hands of private consortiums.
That is correct. That is correct. And like I said, you know, the privatization of our monetary policy in 1913 constituted the greatest political blunder in the history of this country because, I mean, like the president says, fool me once, you know, and we've gotten fooled three times already.
Yeah.
And prior to 1913, and then they fooled us again. So we're in a deep hole. And as I've said, the system is so interwoven in our society today, and banks have taken on such an era of respectability in our society today that it's going to take a massive re-education of our society in order to get people to understand the peril that they bring upon us.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And the bear's got to get a lot bigger because this there are a lot of pitfalls and pratfalls along the way to try to stifle people that are talking about this. And this is one of these dirty little secrets that, you know, it's like the redheaded stepchild nobody wants to talk about. You know, shove that kid in the closet. Well, look, this is a fact we've been dealing with for, like you said, Andre, over 90 years. It's coming to its end life cycle when people have no homes, they have no jobs, they have no hope of ever finding a job. We are in total disarray and economic chaos. That means nothing is bought, sold. You have no job, you have no home, you have no hope of an income. Well, congratulations. It's because of the privately funded consortium that we have going on. But my question is, if we dump the Federal Reserve, and keep in mind there is a maximum law, folks. The possession is nine-tenths of the law, so all we got to do is hold on to the bricks and mortars and let them try to come and take it. There's been a lot of foreign investment in this country. Yeah, we've been sold off piecemeal here and there. But what do we replace that fiat currency with until we can get back on a gold, at least a silver standard to back the currency?
Well, to be honest, I mean, every time we've tried to go back to a gold standard, it's been a miserable failure, primarily because of the scarcity of gold. If the entire M1, M2, and M3 money supply were fully backed by gold, gold would be $37,000 an ounce. So I think that a fiat currency will work during times of peace. And if you get rid of the privately owned bank, then there won't be the instigation mechanism to instigate wars anymore. If we hold Congress's feet to the fire by voting out the ones that side with military hardware manufacturers that want to continue to expand their writ by manufacturing weapons of war, then you have to use them. You know, we need to. There is money in peace, but we choose not to go that way.
Oh, there's contentment. There's peace. You know, when we're enjoying peacetime, Andre, the furniture doesn't get worn out prematurely. People are not suspicious of each other. What we have in this country right now is a bunch of uptight people that don't trust anybody or anything. They don't even talk to their neighbors. And I chide people on this program. Folks are now building houses without front porches. Now, why do you think that is? Because we don't even know who our neighbors are anymore. We don't talk to them. We're living in a country of a bunch of isolated people. They're all scared, and they're all shuttered behind their doors. And think about that. I mean, how does a free flow of information happen? Well,
I agree.
When you have that fear that sets in, and it's a fear that a lot of people have, Andre, that's not identifiable to them. They don't know what it is, but they know there's a boogeyman, and it's getting ready to eat them.
Absolutely. You know, the correction that we're going to see in our economy is something to that everyone subliminally fears in our society. They know that the economy is off track. And I think intuitively people know that we're due for some kind of correction, and it's probably going to be very, very harsh. And this is one area that I fault the Federal Reserve, particularly the contemporary Board of Federal Reserve Governors for. Paul Volcker, who was the chairman of the Federal Reserve before Alan Greenspan, had the toughness to make America take the tough medicine and to swing the economic pendulum in the way of tightening or restriction on monetary policy. It ended up costing Jimmy Carter the presidency, but he helped to tame inflation by doing so. Now, Alan Greenspan is credited for having tamed inflation, but I wouldn't give him all that credit. Now, granted, you know, when he took over, inflation was only about 4%, you know, but when Volcker took over, inflation was moving along around 12%. Granted, Alan Greenspan has kept inflation low, but he's pumped unprecedented liquidity into our society, and now in order to turn that momentum around, he's going to have to put the brakes on, and it's going to be very, very harsh. And the reason why they pumped all that liquidity into the markets is because they knew that these neoconservatives were getting ready to move in, the same guys that crafted the demise of the Bretton Woods system. They knew that this project for the new American century would have to be advanced. And it can only be done during stable economic times. So he mortgaged the futures of our grandchildren in order to advance globalism at a much more rapid pace.
Well, what's wrong? And we got to go back to the phones because we still have loaded phones
okay.
here. But what would be wrong with Alan Greenspan slapping the checkbook book shut on the federal gov and just tell him, hey, look, you know, you people have borrowed way beyond your means to pay back. You're going to have one heck of a time just trying to survive through this.
The problem is he's got us all living off of credit. We're all living off of borrowed money. Congress and the individual in this country is doing the same thing. I mean, it's like a baby that's feeding from his mother's breast milk. You wean him from the milk, as the Bible says, and draw him from the breast. You don't just jerk it away from him because, you know, it's going to be a catastrophe.
Right.
And this is the problem.
separation anxiety, I think they call it.
Absolutely, and that's why the Fed has embarked upon a program of 25 basis point interest rate hikes rather than the 50%. The 50% basis point interest rate hike was signaled to capital and financial markets the world over that they are fearful of inflation and they don't want to panic the markets. It's all about maintaining confidence in the system.
But I don't know that they're panicking out there. They're just taking a good look at the system and going, you know what, it's a fiat money system that the Europeans have, but it's worth more right now, so we're going to shift over to that. I don't think that it's a maniacal. I don't think these people are ranting and pulling their hair out. They're just looking at it for what it is and it's going,
No, but they are concerned about the Asians beginning to move away from dollar-related assets because then there would be a gaping hole in the fiscal budget for the country every year, and the taxpayers here in this country would have to pick up the shortfall, and it definitely would be a death knell for the chances of conservatives regaining the White House. Although I do believe we're going to get another Republican Fed chair, it's probably going to be Marty Feldstein. But the sweeping control that Republicans have over the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of the government and the Federal Reserve, I think that could come to an end.
Well, and I don't care who they put in there. They might as well put in Marty Feldman. I mean, it wouldn't matter.
Lewis, I agree.
Lewis Ewing in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the line.
Yeah, I want to talk about apathy. Let's forget about apathy. We can fight City Hall. The government is scared of us, and it's not too late to take back and establish a Republican form of government. I mean, why do you think they did 9/11 in the first place? Because they're scared of the people waking up and corresponding with each other and communicating. So they want to take away our rights. They want to create a national ID system. You know, people are talking about there's going to be another emergency and they're going to take away more of our rights. They want to tax the Internet to make it expensive for people to use the Internet. Because they want to cut off the flow of communication. Well, right. We can fight them. Let's start off with the number one most. I hear people making complaints, but no solutions. Well, I have a solution that would be the very first most important thing that all patriots should concentrate on. Let's take away the control of the law from all the state bar associations. Let's have bills before all the legislatures and initiatives passed by the people to ban all state bar associations. Let's bring the control of the law back to the people. Let's take away the control and authority to disbar an attorney away from the judges. Let's have a bill or an initiative where all the local precinct committee chairpersons in a local district or area are the ones that make the decision.
Well, there's something else.
Not a lawyer, judicial reform is a part of it, but it's not the whole enchilada.
The problem is, it is the whole enchilada. You want to cut down trees too near a river? Whose court do you go to? You want to open up a hairstyle salon and do things a certain way? Whose court do you go to?
Yeah.
You get a traffic ticket, whose court do you go to?
Lewis,
to get married or divorced, whose court do you go to?
Lewis, there's also something else here that needs to be talked about. And, you know, I mean, these are great points you're making. And I can't argue with them, but there was something that happened during the Civil War. The original 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution read that nobody holding titles of nobility, and they were talking specifically about lawyers, were to hold public office. That was changed. That was thrown out. We got the original copies of the amendment, the federal amendment. That's why we've got so many people that are supposedly drafting our laws in Washington, D.C. They're mostly all lawyers.
Here's what they did. At the Reconstruction Act, they abolished all the original state constitutions, which formed their original Republican form of government in every single state. They replaced them with corporate charter constitutions, which they made a mere statute. And your current statutes, your Vernon, Texas, annotated, those are mere statutes. They're superseded by specific statutes. Those are not the constitutions for the state. They're a statute. They're the general law, general statute, superseded by a DUI, a speeding ticket, a driving while suspended. Those aren't constitutions.
Right.
They've done this in every single state. Well, guess what? Now all the current statutes are superseded by court rules. Who promulgates the court rules? The Supreme Courts of every state. That's right. The judges, the lawyer class, that one class of people that's controlling every other class of people have created a literal Alice in Wonderland fantasy. They make up the law. They were never given authority to pass law. And I can show you and prove to you through briefings and writings I've done that all the statutes in every single state are not the law. They're only prima facie evidence of the law.
Right.
Okay, and it's all superseded by court rules. Well, here's another solution. Let's stop paying them money. Okay, HCR 192, for a lot of people don't understand, is moot. Okay, because in 1982, Congress reinstated the gold clause in contracts in three cases that came out of Washington State. The Fay Corporation, Bon Marché, the Fay Corporation and the Frederick Nelson Building sought to enforce the gold clause in contracts, and they found that Title 31, United States Code, Section 5118D2, Congress reinstated the gold clause in contracts. I have case law that says the Constitution is a contract. Okay, so you enter that case and a copy of the judge's oath of office to uphold the state and federal constitutions. You enter a certified copy of the Constitution next to a certified copy of his oath of office, and then you ask the judge, Your Honor, do you have an oath of office to uphold the state and federal constitutions? That judge will say yes. And then you'll cite Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution that says no state shall make anything but gold and silver payment. You talk about Texas Code, Article 4302, all recognizance, bail bonds, and undertaking of any kind whereby a party becomes bound to pay money to the state, and all fines and forfeitures of a pecuniary nature shall be collected in the lawful money of the United States only. Now you go to California Code, Section 6850.
Lewis, we can't do the whole law books here.
Okay.
Well, is there one specific point you want to make or a question you have for Andre? Because I know you're loaded with information.
Well, I didn't have any question. I just want to embellish on the fact that he's talking about the Federal Reserve.
Sure the listeners are following what you're saying, though. I mean, because what we're doing is machine gunning this information, and I'm not sure that
let's offer a solution. Let's stop paying the traffic tickets and fines and penalties to the judges because they can't enforce payment in anything other than gold and silver. Title 18, Section 8 defines the Federal Reserve note as an obligation of the United States. Obligation is an IOU, evidence of debt or credit issued.
Right.
And
okay. Lewis, I'm gonna have to cut you off. I still have loaded phones. I hated to do that. I mean, you're a guy with a large base of knowledge, and you've got the court cases and everything down pat, and you can cite the law. And I appreciate you calling. Bill Veith. Hello, Bill.
Hello, John. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Thanks for having me on the show, and my compliments to your superb guest, Mr. Eglison. I've just become aware of Mr. Eglison in the last couple of weeks, and I've heard him on a number of shows, and I'm extremely impressed with his knowledge base and his ability to communicate what he knows, as well as his passion and spirit. So thanks for having him on your program. And I wanted to let him know, too, that I just ordered two of his books from his publishing company. I think I just placed the order on Thursday or Friday. And when I got home from work this afternoon, they were in my mailbox. I'm holding one right now and looking forward to getting started reading it.
Good. Soon as you get done reading it, Bill, give it to me because I haven't read his book
yet.
Well,
actually, John, I'm going to have an extra copy. I had a friend order me a copy, and then I ordered two. So now I've got three copies of his book. So I'll bring you one as soon as next time I see you.
Andre, you must know that Dr. Bill Veith here, he's in studio here every Thursday with Desi Andrews and great researching. But Bill, the good doctor here, his bailiwick here is the money system. So just to let you know, he's hot all over it.
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Thank you so much. One of my questions for Mr. Eglison today was going to be if he has read or if he's familiar with Edwin Vieira's book, Pieces of Eight.
I'm familiar with the book, but I have not read it yet. I think I may have the book at home.
Okay, actually, I've got it here in front of me, too. I just started reading it. You piqued my interest again last week when I heard you talking, so I picked it up on Friday, and I've read about 120-some pages of – it's actually two
about the stock
volumes.
Market,
each market. One is 900 pages, and it's a well-researched, well-documented book. And, John, I wanted to commend you on your past research because I found the site in here. It's a couple sentences that shows that you were exactly right in what you were saying. It says here, if you indulge me to read about three sentences, it says from Edwin Vieira's book, and it's well footnoted, that Federal Reserve notes, the series from 1928 to 1950E, have the inscription on the bills, redeemable in gold on demand at the United States Treasury, or in gold or lawful money at the Federal Reserve Bank. That was the wording before 34. Then when they stole the money from the people in 33, they had to take gold off of there. So after, from 34 to 50, to 1950, it said redeemable in lawful money at the United States Treasury or at any Federal Reserve Bank. Then Edwin Vieira says, to be sure, no matter he said that the notes today do not have anything about the redemption phrase, but he says, to be sure, no matter what the notes themselves do or do not say, FRNs remain statutorily redeemable in lawful money, and he quotes a U.S. Supreme Court decision, 12 U.S.C. at section 411. So you were absolutely correct when you said there has been no statutory repeal of that redemption clause.
Yeah, but you try walking into the Treasury or any Fed bank, and they're you hand them a $100 bill, they're going to look at you and say, well, what do you want, 20s?
Yeah, what do you want, 520s?
Yeah, there you go.
Or 101s.
Yeah, there you go.
The other thing is that I want to make a point of, it's interesting that they separate, they say either gold or lawful money. And the reason is lawful money is only actually considered silver in this verbiage early on, because a dollar is defined as 371.25 grains of fine silver.
Didn't say anything about gold, did it?
Well, no. When it talks about fixing the weight standards of weights and measures, they fix the dollar in silver at 371.25 grains. Then when they talk about regulating the value of money, they're talking about regulating other coins relative to that standard of silver. For example, from time to time, they might change the value of gold or copper or any other precious metals or base metals that might be introduced as coin, because some other countries had coins with different quantities of silver or gold in them. So they had to have value in this country, but they had to be fixed. They had to be relative to the fixed value of the dollar that was accepted by the United States, which was a Spanish milled silver coin of 371 grains. So a dollar is only silver, not gold. But gold is valued against the silver dollar.
Well, and it's
very
also,
interesting.
Yeah, it's also a tradable commodity and has been for thousands of years.
John, I'm going to have to run, man.
Yeah, you got a show coming up, don't you?
Yeah, my show is starting in about 2 or 3 minutes, so.
All right. Well,
I really appreciate you bringing me on. Your guests, I mean, your callers are so well informed. I mean, it's a pleasure to do the show, and I look forward to doing it with you again real soon.
And we will do that. And again, if you want to get a copy of Andre Eggleshawn's book, you can go to Amazon.com or just simply call the toll-free number 877-962-6657, or you can go up to his website, www.talktoandre.com, and we'll have you back real soon. I'll be talking with you real soon.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bill, are you still with me?
I sure am.
You might as well finish out the show with me. We've only got about 2.5 minutes. Actually, 2 minutes.
Okay, well, you know, John, I appreciate you having me on. If you've got a few callers there, you might want to get to them.
Okay.
Glad to stay on with you, because I've got more to talk about here, but if you've got some callers waiting, I don't want to hog the show.
No, we're about a minute and 45 seconds out of close, so go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you know, the more I've looked at this book by Edwin Vieira Jr., the more I realize that the simplicity of it all is getting people to understand what a dollar is, because a dollar is mentioned in the Constitution, and it's mentioned in the Seventh Amendment, and it's mentioned in one of the Article 1, Section, I think, 8 of the Constitution, or Section 9. And a dollar is only silver, and that has never, ever changed, the purity or the weight. And if people would just understand that that's a fixed monetary unit that has never changed, just like an inch. Congress can't come in and change the measure of an inch.
Right.
And they can't change what a dollar is. And then everything else is measured in value against that dollar.
Well, we'll discuss more of this topic when you're in studio with us, along with Desi Andrews, come Thursday.
Sounds good.
All righty. Hey, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll see you real soon.
All righty.
All right, folks, that's it for today. I love doing these kind of shows. Can you feel the positive energy off of it? Now, all we got to do is translate this positive thought and information to more people. I'm not giving up, folks. We're in a fight for our lives here. And what quality of life? Well, that's going to be decided by you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in
making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.